us begin to lift up the name of Jesus. Somebody cry out to him right now.
Holy Spirit. altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. Fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
Come on, lift your hands all over this house right now. Come on, the Holy Ghost is in this house right now. Come on, He said, of all nations, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Come on, lift your voice, lift your heart, lift your spirit tonight. Come on, intercede on our city's behalf. Intercede on your family's behalf tonight. Come on, He's here to do a work tonight. Make me a house of prayer. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. God, I love you. God, I praise you. God, I glorify your name, Jesus. Come on, put some wood on the fire tonight. Come on, put some wood on the altar tonight. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. We love you, Jesus. Come on, entertain his presence right now. Oh, dear God, by your Spirit. God, we glorify your name today, dear Jesus. Come on, this is a call to prayer right now. This is not just a song tonight. It's a call to prayer. Come on, this is not just a coincidence tonight, but this is a call to prayer. Come on, I don't want this to be a den of thieves. I want this to be a house of prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Oh, dear Savior, dear Savior, dear Savior. Come on, make that your prayer tonight. Lord, make me a house of prayer. God, do something with my prayer life. Come on, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Come on, there's things that can happen at this house tonight. There's things that can transpire in this house tonight. Come on, we need fervent pre-service prayer. We need longer altar services. And that only comes from being a house of prayer. We need families transformed. We need miracles that transform. We need lives to be changed. We need deliverance that's lasting. Come on, we need deliverance that's lasting. That comes through prayer. I'm not going back to the same things. I'm not struggling with the same things. I've become a house of prayer. I'm always putting fire on the altar. I'm always bringing wood to the altar. I'm bringing a sacrifice to the altar. Oh, my King, my Lord, my Savior. When's the last time you wept over a soul? When's the last time you wept over your city? When's the last time you wept over a coworker or a lost loved one? Oh, let the fire of my altar, let the fire of my altar. Come on, we got time tonight. We got time tonight. There's always time to pray. There's always time to intercede. There's always time to weep on behalf of a lost city, of a lost and dying world. Oh, he said, weep not for me, but weep for yourself and for your children. I'm not weeping I get in my way. I'm weeping that I get to heaven. I'm not weeping that I get what I want. I'm weeping that I get my family to heaven. Oh, this is what church is all about. Come on, this is what builds churches right here. This is what sustains churches. This is what keeps you in the church. Oh, it'd be all right if you just find a place to pray tonight. It'd be all right if you just kneel where you are, stand where you are, whatever you want to do, but pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. stand to our feet all over this house and lift up our hands. Come on, lift up our voices to heaven tonight. God, I glorify your name, Jesus. Oh, we're so thankful tonight. Oh, Jesus. God, we glorify you, Savior. God, we glorify you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Savior. Let's just tarry for him right now. Come on, let's just entertain his presence. Let's soak it in tonight, church. This is not wasted time. This is never wasted time. If we'll just be open to what he's doing right now, more can happen in the next few moments. Someone just speak Jesus tonight. Come on, someone just speak Jesus tonight. Oh, we glorify. Yeah, la 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 la. Come on, there's deliverance, there's healing, there's revival. That's what the house of prayer is for. Come on, that's what the house of prayer is for. It's to heal the sick and to deliver the possessed. To set free the bound tonight. have a praise tonight. Come on, let's thank him for what he's done in this house. Come on, let's thank him for what he's doing in this church. Oh, he's worthy of the praise tonight. He's worthy of the praise tonight. Oh, he's worthy of the praise tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated. I'm not going to preach tonight, but I am going to tell you what I brought to preach tonight. And since it's only 10 minutes after 8, I'm going to read some of the verses that I brought tonight just to confirm with us what God is trying to tell us. The message that I brought to preach tonight is revival in the house of prayer. It was not a coincidence that he picked that song. I didn't know what he was going to sing tonight, what the praise team was going to sing, but as he began to sing, God confirmed, obviously, in my spirit what I have been feeling for the last several days. The Bible tells us in Matthew 21, in fact, this was on a banner on the back of our church in Spruce Grove for the entirety of our pastorate there. Matthew 21, 13, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. The verses leading up to that, he came in and they worshiped him. They gave him praise. They said, Hosanna in the highest. And when he was coming into Jerusalem, all the city was moved. What would happen if we could create such an atmosphere that our city would be moved? Saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And then he went into the temple, and you know what he did? This loving, merciful, gracious God kicked out those that bought and sold, those who were money changers. And he said, this, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. But ye have made a den of thieves. The very next verse says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. That was not happening before. Things like that were not happening before. In Luke 19, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. The Bible said that, and he taught daily in the temple. And the chief priests and scribes, the chief of the people, sought to destroy him and could not find out what they might do. For all the people were very attentive to hear him. Mark says it this way, my house should be called the house of, my house should be called of all nations, a house of prayer. The scribes and the scribes and priests heard it and sought to destroy him, and they feared him because the people was astonished at his doctrine. We need to create an atmosphere. It's not a problem with God. It's not a matter that God can't deliver. It's not a matter of God can't heal. We have to create an atmosphere. He was showing us we've got to clean some things up. We've got to get some things out. The reason why they were coming and not bringing a sacrifice is they knew they could buy it cheap. It was cheaper to buy it at the church than prepare it at home. My prayer tonight is not just that we have these moments in our services and we need them. We need them more than a shout. But my prayer tonight is that we would have these moments at home so that when we come to the house of prayer, miracles, signs, and wonders healings, deliverance, infilling of the Holy Ghost could happen in the house of God because we brought our sacrifice. They asked, who is this? What's going on? What's going on with these people? Why did he do all that he was doing? He cleaned the temple to restore the purpose of the house of God back to the house of prayer. For all the questions of who is this and what does this mean? For all the questions of astonishment at his doctrine, does it take all of this? For all the questions about who and how we praise and worship, they said, rebuke your disciples, rebuke these people. He said, if they hold their peace, the stones will cry out. I watched my grandsons today on the piano and the drums and my granddaughter on the guitar singing, no stone gonna take my place. I would to God it would be that way with us as adults who have been redeemed, blood bought, brought out of darkness into this marvelous light. No stone's gonna take my place. He brought me too far for me to hold my peace. There's breath in my body. All of that was right. I would to God that people, we had a young couple here Sunday night, that their whole purpose for being here was because when the College of the Nazarene wants them to write a report, they send them to a Pentecostal church to write a report. I want them to come in thinking they're going to write a report and go home with the Holy Ghost. I want them to come in thinking we're just going to get a couple things for a report to take back to the professor, but then feel something in the house that I didn't feel anywhere else. Feel an atmosphere in the house that I've never experienced at the other churches. I may have came home with the report, but I came home with something else. I may have went back to school with the report, but I came home with a testimony. You got to go to that church. You got to see what the Lord is doing in that house. We need to create an atmosphere of expectation, even of awe of the moving of the Holy Ghost. But there has got to be more than that. There has got to be lives transformed. Church ought to change us. Souls brought to repentance, souls brought to salvation, and that only comes if we are a house of prayer. If we have the best music in town, if we have the best singers in town but no Holy Ghost, we're a den of thieves. If we have the best programs and we give away the best dinners and we do all the things that the community thinks we're awesome for, but we don't have a Holy Ghost move, we're just a den of thieves. If we have the best social programs, if we have the best catering program, if we have the best whatever program, but don't have a move of the Holy Ghost, and nobody's lives are changed, we are a den of thieves. In fact, we're not just a powerless, we're not just a prayerless church, we are a powerless church. Isaiah 56 and 1, thus saith the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is that man that doeth this, and the son of that man, of man that layeth hold on it. He keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth the hand from doing evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from this people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuch that keep my Sabbath and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of the sons and of daughters. Even if you come with nothing, God said, I'll give you something greater than sons and daughters. Even if you come with no ability to change your background or your circumstance, God said, I'll give you something in my house that is better than what you left behind in the world. And all the sons of the strangers that joined themselves to the Lord and serve him and to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, even every one that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taking hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon mine altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. There's homosexuals that need this house of prayer. There's transgenders that need this to be a house of prayer. There are broken homes that need this to be a house of prayer. There are lost and dying. There's alcoholics. There's drug addicts. There's prostitutes. Whatever they are out there, I don't care who they are. They need this to be a house of prayer. We owe it to them. We owe it to them to make this a house of prayer, because this is for them. It's for all people. The Lord God, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him, and beside those that are gathered unto him. This is not just for us. This is for Nampa. This is for Caldwell. This is for the Treasure Valley. This is for whomsoever will. People will say, no, we don't want that here. They got problems. They got issues. Can I tell you, we all have problems. We all have issues. Except for the grace of God, there go I. Can we just make this a house? Can we just make this a house of prayer? Can we pray at home? Can we pray on for our families and with our families? Can we? Perils of a powerless church, having a form, having an appearance of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The Bible said that the denying was a contradiction. It was a disavowment. It was a rejection. It was a denying or a refusal of the power. We have the look, but without power, we are in peril. I don't want people to come in and just look like us. I don't want people to just come in and say, well, I got the attire right. I got the appearance right, but I'm still struggling with sin. I want God to get a hold of them on the inside and transform their life. And they say, I used to be bound by sin. I used to be bound by drugs. Yes, we want the appearance right. It's got to be. It's part of it. But I'm going to tell you, the appearance is a result of what happens on the inside. We're living in crazy times. Just the last several weeks have just left a desire in my spirit that come, Jesus, come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. But also in my spirit, there is a stirring. This is the greatest hour of the church. In fact, let me re-say that. That's the greatest hour of the church is still ahead of us. That's the truth. If you think we've already had our greatest moment, we might as well turn down the lights and shut the doors and turn off the... Our greatest moment is ahead of us. It's time that we, the church, seize the moment. It's time that we, the church, capitalize on the moment. But we will not do that if we're not a house of prayer. I want to make sure I got the power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody, let's stand to our feet tonight. But ye, beloved, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on, is this thing precious to us? Is lost souls precious to us? Is reaching our city and our world precious to us? Then we've got to pray in the Holy Ghost. We've got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's pray right now. Come on, let's pray right now. Oh, make me a house of prayer. Make me a house of prayer. Come on, make me a house of prayer. It may take years. Sister Jerry, Brother Ken, first time I ever preached the message, the prayer of the righteous, was in Arroyo Grande in April of 2014. I remember Sister Jerry bringing a picture of her beautiful daughter Heather down to the altar. Say, man, there's no hope. It's been so long. Let me tell you something. The fact that they're here, the fact that they're in contact with us, the fact that there's an openness there and a desire there, don't tell me prayer doesn't work. The fact that my dad is here after 49 years out of the church, don't tell me prayer doesn't work. I don't care. Hey, I understand. We are all people of like passion, but pray again. If you prayed before, pray again. In fact, let me just say it. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Make prayers without stopping. You know the old song that we usually sing at funerals? Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Why? All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. You know the biggest thing that I've been thinking about in this last several days of prayer? My wife and I are fixing to celebrate 30 years of marriage next month. That blows my mind. I love her. We live in the same home. We sleep in the same room. We see each other all the time. But what would happen if we never spoke to one another? You know there are homes, there's marriages where that happens. The husband's doing his thing, she's doing her thing, and they just cohabitate in the same house. Our relationship would not be very strong if we never talked to one another. But people want to claim to be Christians and never talk to Jesus. They want to claim to be the bride of Christ, but they never talk to him. And when they do talk, it's usually complaining. God, I want my way. God, I want my needs met. God, I want my answers. You know what the Bible says? You don't get your answers because if you pray amiss. That means you pray with the wrong motives. Jesus taught us how to pray, not my will, but thine be done. I pulled these scriptures up today. The Bible said that Exodus 33:9, it came to pass as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. The cloud descended and stood at the door. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door. And all the people rose up and worshiped, every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. I want to have a friendly conversation with Jesus. I want him to stand at the door. Hey, the Bible says he stands at the door and knocks. How many times has God knocked on your door saying, do you have time for me? Can we talk a little while? Can we just talk a little while tonight? I want to catch up with my friend. I want to talk to my friend. I want to speak with you. I want to walk with you in the cool of the day. I want to know you in a better way. Come on, somebody. Why would we not want to talk to Jesus? Why would we not want to pray? The Lord talked with you face to face. How much could we overcome? How much could our family miss if we would just have family devotion? The greatest thing we could teach our children is how to pray. The greatest thing we could teach our family is how to pray. Before the fall, to walk with the voice of the Lord in the cool of the day. How do we know that? Because the Bible said when they sinned, they heard his voice in the cool of the day and they hid themselves. That tells me he was coming. They knew his voice. In fact, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. My nephew Jordan texted me today and says, what do you think about the sons of God and the manifestations of the sons of God in Romans 8:19? What do you think about all of that? And can we get there? Like the first Adam lost it, but the second Adam gave us access to it. I said, absolutely. But here's the deal. We got to seize the moment. They're waiting on the manifestation. They're waiting on the appearance. Church, the dominion that we want, that we shout about, it comes through prayer. This kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting. Not to get my way, but to have a move of the Holy Ghost. Not to get what I want, but to have a move of the Holy Ghost. I will pray. I will fast until something happens. Come on, let's lift our hands all over the house tonight. Come on, if you haven't been praying like you should, tonight's a call to prayer. If you haven't been giving it attention like it needs, tonight's a call for prayer. Come on, pray at your home. Pray around your family. Oh, let's spend a few moments right now just asking the Lord to help us tonight. God, make me a house of prayer. Not my will, but thine be done. Not my will, but thine be done. Got busy season right now. Some men are at the church working late. Got to get up and get home and get up early for work the next day. I personally believe that the best time to pray is before you leave for work. Get up, read your Bible, and pray. If that is not possible, and with some people it is, but some people it's not possible, then I would say you need to find a time that you set aside, even if it's the last hour and a half or 2 hours of your night. You say, I don't have the last. You're doing something. Put down your phone. Put down your scrolling. Put down your book. Read your Bible and pray. Pray. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, pray. He said, then I'll hear from heaven. Then I'll forgive their sins, and then I will heal their lands. This land needs healing tonight, church. This valley needs healing tonight. This nation needs healing, and the church ought to be the prayer warriors that we're called to be. Make time to pray. Make time to pray. Prayer ought to be a priority. It should not be a convenience. It needs to be a priority. And if we haven't been doing it like we should, tonight's a night that we commit to doing it the way he called us to do it. Anybody agree with that tonight? Come on, let's lift our hands and thank the Lord one more time. Come on, he's good. He's good tonight. He's good tonight. Thank you, Lord. 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 Amen. Brother Vinny will be back by the door. Please don't make him wait for your tithe and your offering. Please be faithful in that. Also, if you have not RSVP'd for Elder Meyer's 80th birthday party this Saturday from 1 to 4. It is an open house. And so just come in and tag in, touch base, eat some food, give our good elder a happy birthday and a hug. Just don't, you know, don't hug too tight. Praise God. But that's part of the church family. We love Elder Myers, and we're thankful he's been here. Also, progress on the building. The rough-in plumbing is in. The electrical rough-in is in. Most of the framing is done. Trusses are approved. Can't wait for trust day. And we're making forward progress. And so we're excited about that. There will be work tomorrow night and Friday night. If those that are able to come out, please come out. It's not a whole lot of work, but it is work that needs to be done. It's cleanup, preparing for. We're trying to not have to work on Saturday so that we can be rested up for the elders' wild birthday party. And then we'll be back here Sunday night. And what a treat we're going to have. Brother Jerry Trevino, this is Brother Meyer's son-in-law. He walks in the Holy Ghost. He is unassuming. He just opens up the envelopes and reads the mail. And we like that. So he's going to be preaching for us Sunday night. We're looking forward to that. Be faithful. Invite someone to the house of God. Invite somebody to the house of God. Amen. You are dismissed to greet and fellowship in Jesus' name.